Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
The judge is coming, and that is, of course, a beautiful sound there coming from Priscilla Babu and Director Kwam. And before that one, it was We See, and the title of the song, King of Africa. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. And yes, he's coming back. He's coming soon. And you and I need to be ready for his coming back. You and I need to prepare ourselves to meet with the Father. We shouldn't be like the 10 virgins who were not ready for his coming. And when he arrived, they were not ready for that. And so they were thrown away. They were thrown out because they were not prepared. So we should be like the other 5 virgins who were ready, who had their oils in the lamps ready for his coming back. Mm-hmm. That's what the Bible advises us on. Well, this is Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock right here on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And my family, let me say thanks to Pastor Rocky and Umvain and Rousseau for Skraftir Lek Vandag. Always amazing, always awesome. And to also learn from that. Hey, somebody was asking about Levithian. Okay, all right. I always get tongue-tied when I have to say that word. But I know that one was asking if God created that as well. So yeah, thank you, Pastor Rocky, always searching the scriptures and always ministering unto us as well, answering our questions as well. Yeah, other questions are very tough. Does Satan bless his followers? Yeah. But I find the wisdom in God, the wisdom of God in Pastor Rocky. He answers through God's wisdom, and we are grateful for the Lord Holy Spirit, who is our wisdom from time to time. And yeah, in a short while, my family, I'll be talking to Alexio Musindo, who is the International Labour Organization's director in Pretoria. And we will be talking together with him about the role of the International Labour Organization and its engagement with media on employment and labour issues in SADC. We are going to start by finding out who they are, number one, because I wonder how many of us know about the International Labour Organization. And so, yeah, let's go find out more about them and then talk to them about their engagement. They are having today a workshop with media houses, and we are going to Sam Buthelezi is part of those who have gone there to attend, representing Radio Pulpit. So, but we will be talking to the director, the Pretoria director, Alexio Musindo. And today it's the last day for Pitch Your Business. And Radio Pulpit is like really excited by that, that today we are going to come out with the winner, the overall winner of the Pitch Your Business. It has been going on for some months now, and today it's the final. It's final. It's the final countdown, and they are gathered today in Van der Bay Park, in Van der Bay at the Northwest University, and they are going to do the Pitch Your Business competition, wrap it up. So I'll be talking to Jean in the next hour about that, and I'm looking forward to talking to her on that. I know amazing people have been entered, and they are part of this. I've been listening to wonderful and beautiful pitches that have been done by our competitors this year, and it has been just an amazing journey. And this is in connection with TVN Africa, And it's in connection with the Northwest University, Stellenbosch, and also with Radio Pulpit and I Am Youth. And if you go to the I Am Youth site, you will see those who are who have participated in this year's. So we are on the top six, but just about to choose the overall, the overall winner. So pitch your business. For those who do not know, I Am Youth, Radio Pulpit, K-Pulpit, and the Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Sciences and its Beehive Enterprise Development Center have banded together a host to host a Pitch Your Business competition. So all entrants receive vital business training online for free, and they've been receiving this throughout the month since they have entered. A total marketing exposure to the value of 1 million rand is up for grabs for one of them today, with the winner receiving promotional exposure valued at 500,000 rand by I Am Youth and Radio Pulpit, as well as crucial in that mentorship by the university. So yeah, let's find the best day to all of them. I know Tlalisifika has gone through. I spoke to Tlalisifika. He has gone through. Christelle McCabe also has gone through. And we wish them all the best. I think, yeah, now with the top six, we say Alice Fundy best. So I'll be talking to our group manager, communication, for Radio Pulpit Media Group and Council Media Group. That is Jean Lang Haramse in the second hour. And in the last hour, I got some testimonies that are going to minister unto you. I am definitely sure you're going to love these, and you can't wait to hear what God has done in the lives of other people. A God who's able to do it even in your life.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Beautiful music coming there from King D Music. You Are My Hero. And before that, Vashon Michelle featuring Israel Houghton, Our God Worship Medley. And the time now, 25 minutes, just before 2 on, actually just before 1 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm excited, family. I said to you, I will be coming back with the International Labour Organization's Pretoria Director, Sir Alexio Musindo. He's on the line with me right now. How are you doing, sir?
Fine, thank you. How are you? And thanks for having me.
Thank you for also agreeing to talk to us. I know it's a busy day with the media and all of that. I know it's a busy day today for the ILO, but thank you for talking to us. Can you, before we even get to what the day is happening and all of that, can you tell us about the International Labour Organization? Who are you?
Okay. No, thank you. The International Organization, Labour Organization, the ILO, as we call it, is one that brings in government, workers, and employers on the same table to discuss issues that relate to workers' rights and improve business. So basically, our primary objective is to promote decent work for all workers through setting international labour standards.
All righty then. So tell us about today, because I understand that you're engaging the media on employment labor issues in SADC. Why the media? Why is the media involved in today's workshop?
Why the media involved? I think, first of all, what the ILO does is basically we are a human-centered organization. So we talk about people's working lives from the time they are born with maternity protection to the wages people earn, working conditions that people have, occupational health and safety, health insurance, everything that affects people in their work life.
Yeah.
And we feel that to get that message out, the media has a very critical role to play in terms of translating our big technical jargons into something simple that the people can understand on how to improve their working lives, so they benefit from it. So the whole idea is the media reaching out to each and everyone, as we are doing right now, to talk to people about their rights as workers.
So the media is the vehicle which will be carrying this message throughout, which will be spreading this message. And then that's why the workshop for today.
Yeah, the objectives for the workshop today. So we brought in media from Lesotho, from Botswana, from South Africa, and also Eswatini. So it's also for the media to network and talk about common issues that also affect them as media. We also have to recall that the media are also working people.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was going to ask you about the very same media that you are also going to be using as a vehicle. We're going to wonder how are they covered in all of this. So when we look into our into the SADC region, do we have people who still do not know their labor rights now in 2024?
In 2024, we still have people who do not know their labor rights. I think if we just look at the number of children who are still working and companies that are employing children, it's a starting point that we have. We do have people who, when you discuss issues of having a contract at the workplace, we have people who do not have contracts right now in 2024.
Sure.
We have people who, when it comes to occupational health and safety, there are also issues. I think we had recent issues on the construction sector in South Africa where people lost their lives. It's also around people having their rights to safety at the workplace. So, yes, there is a huge gap in the media and the role to play.
We've seen people not knowing where to go to whenever they have got some labor-related issues in their job spaces right here in Pretoria. For example, there was a girl who made a video that went viral on TikTok because of how she was treated at work. And that's when I saw people now getting excited to see the labor department going out to make sure that the woman and the colleagues and her colleagues are taken care of, and only to find that even the employer was arrested because he had even hired people who are coming out from South Africa without legal documents. Are these also addressed in today's meeting and workshop?
Yeah, these are also issues that are being addressed, and part of reason is looking at this from a sub-regional perspective is also to ensure that when such issues happen, and as you mentioned, people coming from outside South Africa illegally, the media in our neighboring countries can also address the issues. And our objective being to sensitize workers that before they engage into traveling outside their own countries to work elsewhere, they need to be documented workers. They need to be legal. So beyond just South Africa press taking notice and informing the South Africans about it, it is also important that in Eswatini, in Lesotho, in Zimbabwe, in Botswana, they are also informed. And that is why we are bringing the media from the different countries together.
All right. So what are some of the things that the media will be learning about today in regard to this, the relation between ILO and media?
What the media will be learning, I think we are going a bit historical. We have just started by saying, why is the ILO there?
Yeah.
That's the first. Secondly, we are looking at the decent work agenda of the ILO and asking the question to the media, given the situation in Africa, is this realistic? And we are coming in to say, yes, it's an aspiration. We need to move towards the decent work agenda. And the media can then express this aspiration and the journey towards the decent work agenda. We are also giving media where to get the information when they are reporting about ILO-related issues. And also, if they have issues that they would like to raise, they can also how to reach out to the ILO to raise these issues for further discussion. At the end of the day, I always say we are there to ensure that we change lives of people in a positive way.
And so people can know even their rights, as you said earlier on. You don't find yourself coming out of your country without being documented, and you go into another country, you're arrested, or you are in your hometown, but you're not getting what you should. You're not protected. So how do we protect the media itself? I'm interested in knowing.
How do we protect the people? I think part of the workshop beyond the media,
yes,
we have also brought in governments. So we have government officials from the ministries of labor. We have trade unions, and we have representatives of the private sector. So these are also talking to the media. how do we protect them from the ILO spaces to work with the governments in terms of policy setting and the laws to be in place.
Mm.
That is the first. Get the private sector also to be sensitized on the same, so that when they are employing, the issues are also clear with the private sector.
Mm.
And we are talking to the trade unions that the people are moving our workers. Unions have a responsibility to spread the information and also to protect the workers themselves.
Yeah.
And see through all this is, of course, labor inspection.
Yeah. Now, I see people coming into South Africa, for example, and then they are prepared to work for a very low income. But I understand that one of the mission or, yeah, the mission that ILO has is to create opportunities for women and men to a decent employment and income. How are we addressing this as ILO?
Okay, so I think on the issue of the income, our first issue that we say as ILO is all workers should be treated equally, whether they are nationals
or
migrants, illegal migrants and so on.
Yeah.
So that challenge where we now have migrants accepting lower wages creates a problem even for the trade unions, because all workers should be treated equally and the same without discrimination. So I think the advocacy is to continue. It's a long journey.
Hmm.
To also the workers themselves, that they should not disadvantage other workers by accepting a lower wage.
Hmm.
And that also kills the whole process of collective bargaining and improving workers' conditions.
Yeah. So how is the media going to spread these after here?
Sorry, I didn't get the question.
After here, after today's gathering, how is the media going to spread these? Are we going to hear more about ILO in our radios, televisions, and how are we going to make an impact in the spaces?
I think the first positive impact is actually this interview. I do appreciate it. Radio Popular to talk to us. This workshop has already got an impact because you're also reaching a lot to your audience.
Yes.
What we do expect is, now that at least our intention is also to ensure that when the media report, they report based on international standards
and
based on information that is available. So what we do expect with the information we are sharing in the next 3 days is we are going to get more balanced reporting on labor issues, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm.
We are also going to have more reporting on the impact on labor issues on economic development, not just on the workers, but generally, when labor market information comes in, how does that influence policy making, decision making, and so on? So we are looking forward to wider coverage of labor-related issues based on information that is internationally accepted.
All right. So in your closing statements, I heard you saying even it's a 3 days venture. Is there still space for some media people who are listening and they're like, oh, we didn't know this workshop is taking place today?
Hey, your line is not. You said in closing statements. Sorry.
Your closing statements. You mentioned that there are. You're going to be there for 3 days, there are those who are listening, and they're like, "Whoa, we are not aware of this." Is there still room for more? Can we still come through?
Okay. Yes, we are going to be here for 3 days because there are a lot of issues that
need to be addressed. Yes.
Yeah. Of course, if people would like to reach out to us. Of course, the usual ILO Twitter that we have. We are also on the usual networks, Instagram. We are also on Facebook. Questions that might come in, we can get this to the media. And where there's need for follow-up discussion with the media, that definitely will be taken up. It's not the end.
It's not the end. So let me ask the last question. How are you going to make sure that these things that you are training the media on today will be implemented? How are you going to make sure of that? Are we also going to see some dramas made around issues surrounding this, or how is it going to happen, the layout?
What is going to happen is this will not be a one-off activity that will disappear. As I said, we are creating a network for the different countries to continue the conversation with the media. We are trying to simplify our language to be something that can be understood by my grandmother at any point
in time,
so that we reach out to the people at different levels. So the training program, I hope the recommendation that will come from the discussion
is
that how do we make this something that happens on a more regular basis.
Yeah.
Expand the network from the ones we have reached out today
mm-hmm.
to more people in the media and other stations that are not participating for today. I think we have roughly about 50 people from the different countries. So it's a continuous activity that we have to deliver the message, and the media, you definitely have a key role on this.
Wow. Sir Alexio Musindo, thank you so much for talking to us, and all of the best. And thank you so much for caring about our people in the SADC area as the International Labour Organization taking steps to make sure that they know their rights and also how they can be protected where labour-related issues are concerned. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you very much, and a good afternoon to your viewers as well.
Thank you, sir. Wow, family, that is so awesome to know that today the media is gathered so that they can be workshopped to bring about these news to you and I. Because some of us are getting unfair treatment in our working spaces. Some of us are even getting underpaid. But today there is a voice that says, no, 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 this is going to change. And I love what Sir Alexio Musindo said, that they will make sure that they will make sure that the language is so simple that even our grandmothers can understand. Everybody can understand. I'm hoping that at the end of it all, we won't have things like children in labor, children working right now. Sure, I never thought that in 2024, we still have that around the SADC area. So, yeah, we thank God for that kind of initiative.
Will you be traveling outside of the Radio Pulpit medium wave broadcasting area? No problem. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Matlafala moyeng ka go theletsa lenano la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iria robedi thapama. Theletsa baruti ka mehuta huta ge baruta lentsu la modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelong ya gago. Theletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go agega moyeng.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.